Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll have some colorful songs, and we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ira Gershwin and Connie Boswell. But to get us started, last week on December 2nd in 1932, The Adventures of Charlie Chan was first heard on the NBC Blue Radio Network, with Walter Connolly in the title role. The mystery series featuring the Chinese detective was based on characters created by Earl Durr Biggers. Biggers created the character based in part on experiences of a genuine Chinese detective in Honolulu named Chang Apana. Biggers wrote 6 Charlie Chan novels, all but one of which were adapted to the movie screen between 1937 and the early 40s. So here, in commemoration of Chinese detective Charlie Chan, are some Chinese songs, starting off with Mackenzie and Condon's Chicagoans.
Chinatown. There I sat in a Chinese hat with black men, yellow and brown. Blinky blinky blue said, quietness please, packy packy poo will sing. And music bright and gay in an oriental way was played by Ling Ling Fling. Oh,
me, he said, it's winter time, as your nose is red and ripe. Blinky, blinky, blue, said, order, please. Then he shouted with a strain, my friend, Shaggy, ooh, I'm so pleased to tell you, we'll start to sing again.
I don't recall Charlie Chan ever yodeling in any of his shows, films, or novels for that matter, but that was George Van Dusen and the Yodeling Chinaman, recorded in London in November of 1931. And we started off this Oriental set of songs with Mackenzie and Condon's Chicagoans and China Boy from December 8, 1927. In the early 20s, Red Mackenzie was a bellhop in a hotel in St. Louis. He and friends Dick Slevin and Jack Bland would get together and play, with Mackenzie on comb and paper and singing, Slevin playing the kazoo, and Bland playing banjo and guitar. They were heard by members of Gene Rodemich's band, and Rodemich took them to Chicago to record with his band. In 1924, they recorded Arkansas Blues and Blue Blues as the Mound City Blue Blowers. Later, they traveled to London, played at the Stork Club, and recorded under the name Mackenzie's Candy Kids. After his return to America, Red became more of a booking agent than a musician. He set up the first OK recording session for Bix Beiderbecke, Eddie Lang, and Frankie Trumbauer, which featured their famous recording Swingin' the Blues. During the 1930s, Red was often seen around jazz clubs in New York's 52nd Street, but he then moved back to his hometown of St. Louis and worked in a brewery throughout most of the Depression. In 1944, he returned to New York and played with Eddie Condon and had one last recording date in 1947. Red Mackenzie died of cirrhosis of the liver in New York on February 7, 1948. Well, as I said earlier, I don't recall Charlie Chan yodeling, and I can't really picture him doing the Charleston either. But here's Jay Whidden and his orchestra.
Hello, everybody. We're going to play a little Chinese Charleston. The title of this number in Chinese sounds something like this.
Everyone will do the be. Well, the more we are together, well, the merrier we'll be.
Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, recording for Brunswick in New York on February 5th, 1929, and Chinatown, My Chinatown, written in 1910 with music by Gene Schwartz and lyrics by William Jerome. Chinatown, My Chinatown was preceded by Jay Whiddon. American violinist Jay Whiddon was born in Brooklyn and first went to London in 1912 in the revue Everybody's Doing It. In 1925, he provided music for the cabaret show Midnight Follies at London's Hotel Metropole. Over the next several years, he recorded over 150 sides with his new Midnight Follies band, including the one we just heard, when Tommy Atkins taught the Chinese how to Charleston on March 30, 1927. Some songs to commemorate the debut of The Adventures of Charlie Chan on NBC Radio on December 2, 1932. And you're hearing them on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I'll be back with some colorful songs when I return right after this. In 1912, the firm of Kalmus, Comstock, and Westcott was formed by Herbert Kalmus and Daniel Comstock, graduates of MIT, and W. Burton Westcott. The firm achieved success working in the abrasives industry. Kalmus developed an interest in creating a viable natural color motion picture process after taking on a commission to produce a flicker-free movie system, and Technicolor Corporation was founded in 1915. The tech in Technicolor was derived from their association with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So why bring up the subject of Technicolor? Well, last week on December 3rd in 1922, the first successful Technicolor motion picture, The Toll of the Sea, was shown at the Rialto Theater in New York City. So here to commemorate the first successful Technicolor picture are some colorful songs, starting off with J. Neil Montgomery and his orchestra.
Thank you. tender kiss and the wonderful things you would do. I run my hands through silvery strands, 'cause I'm blue turning gray over you. You used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you.
Scrappy Lambert, backed by Nat Shilkret and his Victor Orchestra on January 24, 1930, and Blue Turning Gray Over You, which was preceded by J. Neil Montgomery and his orchestra and Auburn Avenue Stomp from 1929. Pianist J. Neil Montgomery led bands around Atlanta, Georgia throughout the 1920s. The fine trumpet work on that recording was by Henry Mason. Continuing this Technicolor set of songs, here's the Casa Loma Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Little Hacha Machacha, Harry Roy and his orchestra, and Red Pepper, A Spicy Rag, written by Henry Lodge in 1910. Before Red Pepper, it was the Casa Loma Orchestra and A Study in Brown, written by Larry Clinton and recorded on February 4, 1937. Larry Clinton became arranger for the band in 1935, and in addition to The Study in Brown, he wrote studies in blue, green, red, and scarlet as well. Some colorful songs on rapidly rotating records to commemorate the first successful Technicolor motion picture, shown for the first time on December 3, 1922. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Have a comment about the show? Have a request for a future show? You can send either to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with A Boswell Sister when we return right after this. This past week, December 3rd, marked the birth in 1907 in Kansas City of Connie Boswell. She started out as Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, but later in life she preferred the spelling C-O-N-N-E-E. Although she was a victim of polio and worked from her wheelchair, she never let this get in the way of playing several musical instruments, including the cello, singing and arranging vocals for her jazz singing trio, the Boswell Sisters, with Martha and Helvetia, better known as Vet. By the early 30s, the sisters were performing vaudeville, radio, playing New York's Paramount Theater, and recording with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. The trio retired in 1936, and Connie went solo, entertaining troops during World War II, making films, appearing on Broadway, and recording. Connie Boswell succumbed to cancer in 1976. Here to spotlight Connie Boswell is a set of songs featuring Connie minus the trio.
In the middle of a kiss, suddenly it dawned on me. In the middle of a kiss, I knew you were mine. In the middle of a sweet embrace that you at first resented, remember how in the middle of a song, we stumbled into paradise. In the twinkle of an eye, we lost it again. For we didn't comprehend that our dream of love would end just the way it began. In the middle of of a sigh, we stumble into paradise. In the twinkle of an eye, we lost it again. For we didn't comprehend how our love would ever end. Just the way it began, in the middle of a song.
blue skies above. But how can I sing, oh sweetheart? I've got no one to love. I've got the words, I've got the tune. I've been rehearsing under the moon, but I've got nobody to hear my song. I'm humming to myself. I got the place, I got the time, I got a lot of love words that rhyme, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I guess it just had to be. The tune. I'd like to croon it under the moon, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I got the words and I got the tune. I've been rehearsing under the moon, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I got the place, I got the time, I got a lot of love words that rhyme, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I guess it just had to be one weapon alone. Someone listen to me. I got the words and I got the tune. I'd like to croon it under the moon, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself.
Connie Boswell and Humming to Myself, 1932. And from 1935, In the Middle of a Kiss, written by Sam Coslow. Composer Sam Coslow was born in New York on December 27, 1902, and wrote hit songs for 40 years, from the 1920s to the 50s. His song Grieving for You became a success in 1920 while he was still a teenager. He formed his own publishing company, Speer and Coslow, which was bought in 1929 by Paramount, for whom he continued to work for the next 10 years before writing for MGM. In 1940, he went into business with FDR's son, James Roosevelt, manufacturing coin-operated machines that showed sound films. He produced several of his own films, including Out of This World and Copacabana. He worked on productions for the English stage and screen during the mid-50s and later published financial periodicals. Sam Coslow died in New York on April 2, 1982. Here are two more from Connie Boswell.
You took my lips and sprinkle them with twilight. Oh, what a night, the night when love was born. You took my eyes and thrilled them with a June light. I blessed the night, the night when love was born. The trees discovered us beside a silver stream. With leaves they covered us, oh, we could dream and dream. You took my and dipped it in the moonlight. love was born. You took my lips and sprinkled them with July. Oh, what a night, that night when love was born. You took my eyes and thrilled them there with June light. I blessed that night when love was born. The trees discovered us beside a silver stream. With leaves they covered us, so we could dream and dream, scheme and scheme. You took my heart and dipped it in the moonlight, that wondrous night, that night when love was born.
The day fades away to twilight. The moon is my light of love. In the night I am quite a romancer. I find the answer above. To bring me consolation, you're my inspiration. This is my imagination. I'm on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dream come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. I'm on my hands and you in my arms, and love in my heart all for you.
Time on My Hands, music by Vincent Humans, lyrics by Harold Adamson and Mac Gordon from the 1930 Ziegfeld production, Smiles. Connie Boswell in 1931. And from the following year, June 14, 1932, The Night When Love Was Born, Connie Boswell backed by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and a Glenn Miller arrangement. Connie Boswell, born December 3rd, 1907. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back to celebrate another birthday when we return right after this. Last week, December 6th, marked the birth in 1896 of Israel Gershovitz. You know him better as Ira Gershwin. His parents, Morris and Rose Gershovitz, were Russians who had immigrated to New York. Ira was expected to be the musician in the family. His mother purchased a piano for him, and he took piano lessons. But he preferred reading and literary pursuits, and his younger brother George appropriated the piano and also took lessons. Ira became an English major at New York City College when he turned 16. He didn't have much success at writing and became a business manager for a carnival. In the meantime, brother George was developing a reputation in musical circles, and Ira decided to try his hand at lyric writing. Not wanting to ride on George's coattails, Ira used the pen name Arthur Francis, a combination of his younger brother's and sister's names. Ira's first published song, Waiting for the Sun to Come Out, appeared in print in 1920. Occasionally, he worked with other composers, but most of his work was with George. The first hit the brothers teamed to create was I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, which was written for the George White Scandals of 1922. In 1924, George and Ira teamed to write Lady Be Good for Fred and Adele Astaire. Included in the show were such hits as The Man I Love, Lady Be Good, and Fascinating Rhythm. Other hit shows of the 1920s on which the brothers collaborated were Tiptoes in 1925, OK in 1926, 1927's Funny Face, and Strike Up the Band in 1930. The last dual success for George and Ira was Porgy and Bess in 1935. After George's death in 1937, Ira worked with several composers, including Jerome Kern and Harold Arlen. Ira Gershwin died at his home in Beverly Hills on August 17, 1983, at age 86. Here are some Ira Gershwin lyrics, the first sung by Irving Kaufman.
Seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home, just meant for two, from which I'll never roam, who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Thank you.
strike up the band. Ta-da-da-da-da-da, hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all. Through the marshal swing, left, right, strike up the band. Here comes the band. There is work to be done, there's no war to be won. Come, you son of a gun, take your stand for the night gave gold. Come along, let's go. Hooray! Hey, leaders, strike up the band.
I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with the cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do. Poo-paroo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
Fred Rich and his orchestra, Smith Ballou singing the Ira Gershwin lyric Cheerful Little Earful, written not in collaboration with Brother George, but by Harry Warren, and recorded November 19, 1930. And before Fred Rich, it was Victor Arden and Phil Oman, and Strike Up the Band, with the Revelers on the vocal from 1930. And we started our tribute to Ira Gershwin with Sam Lannon and his orchestra, with Irving Kaufman's rendition of the Ira Gershwin lyric To the Man I Love. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are most welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison. I thank you for your very kind attention.